So yeah, we are live here on the Woman Agenda on the Woman Agenda YouTube channel. We have a very special guest. I'm sure you all know who she is. She is obviously. Hopefully, I'll get this right. Obviously, sometimes I get these wrong in the pronunciations. I think Danny is it Stefanetti?
You got it. Thank you, Raj. Raj or
Thank you.
Rage?
Raj is fine. Absolutely, yeah,
Got
that's fine. Yeah,
it.
that's fine. That's
Got
absolutely fine. That's absolutely fine. And obviously, thank you for the people who've already joined in. But yeah, so there's so much to talk about. Obviously, we've been talking about bringing you on here. And obviously, it's nice that it's finally happened.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, if you could obviously do want to mention a bit about obviously your background is from Australia. So how did that happen? How did a 16-year-old decide to go to is it LA you decided to go to?
Yeah, so I moved to Los Angeles. I grew up in Perth, a little beach town in Australia, and one day I packed up my bags and my guitars and moved out here. And I was a young girl with a dream, and I, just had a many songs I'd written over the years. I dropped out of school, and after a couple of years in Australia, gigging and all, I decided to move to Los Angeles.
Wow, but for I mean that's such a bold move to do when you're 16, I guess. So how hard was it? How hard decision was that for a 16-year-old to make the decision?
I didn't move here when I was 16. I dropped out of school when I was 16, but a
Right.
couple of years later,
Okay.
like in my 20s, I
In the
moved
20s.
out here.
Okay. Yeah.
Just to clear that up out there,
That's
but
what I
yeah,
think. Yeah,
I
so
hadn't
16,
even
that's
left
that would be
home.
very good.
I hadn't even left home at 16. I was still living with my parents. Otherwise, that would
Yeah.
have been really, really brave.
No, that would be very, very brave. Definitely 16 and going from Australia all the way to Los Angeles. Yeah. It is a big, even in 20, Australia, USA, that's a very big move. I mean, from there, when did you actually decide then that you need to move to the Los Angeles?
I moved out here, it would have been about 2018. And after many years, my dad was my manager and roadie all the way up till I moved to Australia, to America. And I just hit a wall, and like many other girls that are into music, sometimes you just got to stretch yourself and make that decision to, if I want to grow and learn more, I need to be around people in a different country that know more than I do. And I thought, what a better place to be than California and Nashville to learn and grow and take in as much as I can while I'm still young.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So you always I did see it somewhere, and we'll put your website out for people to who don't know about your website, for people to check your website out. Obviously giving a lot of in-depth information on your website. So we'll put that on as well, which is on here as well. So that's the official website. And it tells about your story and everything, and how it happened, which will be inspirational for many people, for many girls who are coming from Australia, and obviously deciding to go to Nashville, because obviously Nashville is the hub of country music as we know it, and it's such a big place there in Nashville. So your music, is it a collective of is it like a mixture of country music and other genres?
Yeah, so I'd call my music multi-genre. It's a Danny sound. So I like
Right.
elements of pop, blues, rock, country, and a bit of gospel. So I guess it would be Americana, but I take a lot of my favorite, best of each genre, from Elvis to Sheryl Crow to Stevie Ray Vaughan and Hendrix, even a bit of a touch of Jerry Garcia. I just like the best guitarist and it vocally put it into my own sound.
Wow. Yeah, you've mentioned so many legends there, icons. Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's amazing to be able to do so many different types of music and then make it into make your music in out of that. So it has there been any who were you listening to yourself? And was it them which got you the inspiration of that kind of music, or?
Yeah, my dad's old records. A lot of
Yeah,
the, I
wow.
know we're talking about it, they're on both genders. Music is something that is genderless. It is something that it comes from our soul. It doesn't matter if you're a female or guy guitarist. We all feel when we know we want to make a song, it just comes out the way our soul tells us it's supposed to. So yeah, Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimi Hendrix had a big, heavy part of my guitar playing. But then I was fascinated by some of the females that came out as well in blues, like Bonnie Raitt, and then some of the artists like Sheryl Crow, Jewel, Alanis Morissette, that had elements of country and rock and pop and made it into their own sound. So, but one of my favorite female singers was a lady called Eva Cassidy, and I'm not sure, she probably was really big in the UK, but she died before she got a lot of recognition, and she was quite young when she passed away. And I was heavily influenced by her record with Songbird and a lot of her beautiful vocals, and she meshed a lot of jazz and soul into her music as well.
Yeah, and the music which you're doing yourself, is it is this obviously I've n noticed, and you mentioned this on your website, that this is your music. So basically you're writing music yourself, you're doing everything yourself.
Yeah, so I'm a songwriter and singer-songwriter guitarist, but I've been a songwriter since I pretty much first picked up a guitar. It was an acoustic guitar I first picked up. But and later on in the last few years I became a producer, and I learned how to mix and engineer, and I created the Danny Land Records, and the Danny Speaking Show with the Koalas. Me and my manager Jeff Panzer, we were talking about doing a podcast, and that's the backdrop that's behind me today. And it brings a bit of my love for Australia into who I am now. So we have a lot of fun on the show.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely, and obviously we can see you've done so well in your music. Like you said, it is a mixture of many music. This year has been a massive year for yourself, where you've had six nominations in a Josie
Yes.
in a Josie award. So six categories, that must have been amazing. Six nominations for you.
Yeah, and then that was last week. It was a bit of a blur. That was announced at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, and I came away with Vocalist of the Year for multi-genre, and it was a real honor to even be standing in the famous circle
Wow.
with all the other independent artists and musicians that were there to
Yeah.
celebrate indie musicians. And it's kind of like the Grammys for independent music, the Josie Awards. And yeah, I was just so blown away, because for other younger girls out there, whether they come from UK, Australia, America, when I was young, I used to hide behind my guitar playing. So for me to feel like I won a Vocalist, it means anybody out there can become a great singer, because if I was really shy about my voice growing up and I got an award for it, anybody can do that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Australia has been known to produce many big superstars of music, to be honest. And I don't think Australia gets recognized as much as it should do, that there's so many which have been produced which hail from Australia. And then obviously they've had to move to obviously to the USA, whether that's being Kylie or Danny Minogue, to
Olivia Newton-John.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's been many which have made it and crossed over to the USA and they made it big.
That's so true.
Definitely. So there's
down there, and even some rock and roll guys. I'm sure you've heard of INXS, one of my favorite bands. You know, they're from Australia, and they blew up in the States and all around the world.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. There has been so much. So when did you officially come up with your first single, your debut single, and did that take a long time to get that out into the?
Well, back in March, obviously I just got back from Nashville, but back in March I went there to record a song with a country music legend who we're gonna let everybody know shortly. And I came back from that trip, you know, you'd think I'd write a whole country and western record when I got back, but I actually came home and wrote a whole rock and roll record with elements of pop and country and blues, but it's a predominantly rock record. And this one song, I was chatting with my manager one day and he said, "You're going to produce this record. You're going to learn how to mix, engineer." I was like, "You're crazy. No, I don't know what to do." And I ended up learning it all and watching tutorials for months and getting straight into it, learning as I went, you know. And the songs are coming out great. This You Got Me Thinking of You that we just released back in, I think it was September the 8th. It was a song we co-wrote and it just came from that phrase, "You Got Me Thinking of You." It was a song we wrote in 15 minutes. And it was the first song we produced on the album and released. It kind of started like this, Raj. It was like, "It's a Tuesday, drink my coffee, watch the TV, go to the city, watch a movie. You got me thinking, whoa. Are we just friends? You got me thinking of you." And then the rest of the song people can check out on YouTube.
Wow. That is
I know you just
absolutely great. Yeah, no, absolutely. Definitely love it. It's really, really nice.
Thank you.
Really nice. And can everyone get your music on your website, on the official website?
Yeah, they can. So I sell my CDs and merch on there, on my website. But they can also go to Spotify, iTunes, and download that single. And they can also watch the music video that we shot for it on YouTube. Just type in "Danny Stefanetti, You Got Me Thinking of You," and the new video should pop up as well. It was really fun to shoot.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. And just to everyone who's joining, do please join the Woman Agenda podcast, and please do subscribe, click on the notifications, as obviously we try to bring more female artists on board and look to promote them and give them a platform. So yeah, absolutely, definitely it is a lot of exciting stuff which you're doing, and you have that obviously it's nice that you still have that Australian accent, which is great, which I think gives it an added extra flavor, added flavor to your music.
Yeah, well, I don't think I'm going to lose that Aussie accent now, and it's part of who I am and where I'm from, and that's really important.
Definitely.
And they do get us confused a lot in the US. A lot of people think I'm British. And hey, that's cool too, because I love the British accent.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I'm born in the UK, and but because I obviously I speak another language, some people think I'm not from the UK sometimes. So
yeah,
But that does happen when you're speaking, you know, like a couple of languages.
That's right. Emerges.
Emerges. Yeah, absolutely. So that's okay. Just seeing a message which has just come up. We do have someone who's asking whether you do radio interviews.
Yes, I do radio interviews, of course. Absolutely.
I mean, you can obviously get in touch with Dani. She will do the interview. Just get in touch with her on the social media. She'll get back to you.
And there's also a contact page on my website where you can
feel free to write. So just get onto our contact page, onto our website, which I'll just put on here.
Right.
This is our website. Just get on there, get on the contact page. She'll get back to you when she's available. She'll give you the dates and when she's available to do the radio interview.
I'd also like to thank you for promoting independent talent and women that are doing music, and also your home country UK for being so supportive of the latest single, because it got number one for 9 weeks on It Is Now radio charts in the UK. So thank you to your home country, London, UK, for really streaming and playing my new single and voting for it, because I'm getting a lot of love from England and all over the UK.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. 9 weeks.
Yes. Wow. Number one. Yeah, I've blown nine away.
One. It's hard to get to number one for 1 week, never mind 9 weeks.
I think it might be all my koala bears voting, you know, all my supporters and listeners. And I do have,
yeah,
more than my koala bears.
Seriously, every time I see a koala bear on a, you know, on a TV channel, I'm like, oh, this looks so cute. These koala
bears. They are so cute, aren't they?
And I think they're only in Australia, if I'm not wrong.
I think they're one of ours. I call them koala bears. I don't know if
they're just in Australia. Yeah, definitely. One of Australia's very own.
Yeah,
koala bear. Definitely. Yeah. So you said you released your debut single this year.
Yes, that's right. In September. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. So that just now then. Yeah. So wow. And how long did it take you to come out with this single? And what was the inspiration behind the single?
It only took like a couple of days to produce it. It came out very quickly and it just felt right. You know, it has a very Beatlesistic vibe to it, the lyrics and the C, E minor, A7 kind of vibe to it. I guess people can relate to it because it's like you got me thinking of you, whether that's like a friend, a family member, a person you fall in love with, your favorite dog or cat. It's one of those songs you can't get out of your head. You know, you're going around in my head. I can't go to bed. You got me thinking of you. It's just very catchy.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It is a very catchy song. Definitely. Guys who are on live now and the ones who will be obviously watching it, the recorded or all the clips of the interview, check it out. We'll put the link on in the interview as well. The link will our website link will be on there, and obviously you can see it on here as well. This is a link. Go on there. Do check it out. You can purchase it on there. And like Dani said, you can purchase it on all the Spotify everywhere, on all the good online places and stuff. So definitely. So you've performed everywhere from Sydney to so many places. You've performed.
Yes.
I'm sure you've got a lot of memorable places where you perform. What stands out for you at the moment? Where you performed?
So I performed all the way from Perth, Kalgoorlie, the outback, to Sydney, to Los Angeles and Malibu.
Wow.
You know, one of my highlights was definitely when I sang at the Sydney Opera House for an award show. And I just can't wait to play at more venues in the US. I'm really excited to one day, it's a dream of mine to play in Texas. And even if it's a cute, you know, bar or a little theater, I'm excited to get out to that side of the world. I haven't had the pleasure of playing that much in New York or Texas yet. So that's definitely on the to-do list, and a little bit more in Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. In Nashville, definitely. I'm sure you'll have lots of fans down there in Nashville.
It sounds like I'm going to be playing there more often, but I do have something cool to tell you, Raj.
Absolutely.
Can't say too much about it, but in the next, I would say, next month or two, the video should be out. But I did a guest appearance on a very amazing band, country band's video. And it had some very big country legends in the video as well. So I can't wait for that to come out. And that will be, I don't know when it's getting released, but at least I can tell you that I'm in it. And I'm excited for when everybody else sees it, I'll probably see it for the first time as well. So it's going to be a real treat to be part of this magical video that's got some amazing people that I highly look up to.
Yeah, that sounds very, 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 very exciting. At the moment, definitely, which we are obviously, everyone I'm sure will be looking forward for that to come out. Is that going to be on their official YouTube channel? Do you know, or will it?
I'm sure when it does come out, it would be on their official channel, and I'm sure Taste of Country and CMT and a lot of those major Nashville and country stations will definitely be promoting that video, because it's a very big band and a very big artist. So I can't say more than that, but everybody will know the song, that's for sure.
Yeah, and obviously I can see, obviously, you play the guitar so well on there. I'm a writing singer. You had a decision whether you wanted it was a guitar or it was ballet.
Oh yeah, you saw that on my bio. Yeah, so I was thinking of being a dancer. You know,
yeah,
I look like one. I could put my hair up in a nice bun and all, but I didn't dance like one. So the guitar, I'm a little bit awkward. You know, I have two left feet, but that is what it is. So the guitar just fitted with me perfectly.
Yeah, definitely. And is that something which you learned yourself, or did you have to like take some lessons and get learned from a professional?
I had like an acoustic guitar teacher, and my parents sent me off to a couple, like a guy that I studied finger style with, and one with open tuning. So I went to a few different teachers, and then I found an electric guitar teacher, and he was fantastic as well. And I learned a lot from him. He got me into Stevie Ray Vaughan and a lot of the, you know, Eric Clapton, Hendrix. So, yeah, I had multiple teachers, and I just was thrilled to go and learn as much as I could, especially when I was in high school. That's when I was doing heaps of lessons, yeah. Not at school, like, but just when I left school, I would, like, go instead of homework, I would go and get guitar lessons. And then I'd go practice at home.
Yeah, wow. That obviously shows obviously the dedication that obviously you were like you knew guitar is going to play like a big role in your music. I think guitar is like a massive thing. It is a massive instrument, isn't it? When either you're in country music, or if you're in anything which could be even another music genre, guitar is like a big integral part of it, isn't it?
I think, well, definitely in country music, a guitar is, it's known, country music's known for guitars, you know, especially acoustic guitars. But, you know, there's something beautiful about the six string. It's so versatile and it matches so many genres. It's just the way you play it. So, yeah, it's a beautiful, diverse instrument, like the keyboard is or the piano. So it's just music is it's amazing how diverse it can be with styles.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And obviously just we can see obviously on your website on the music store there's lots of koala bears there and
and you see them now. Are you on there right now?
yeah, I'll just try to, you know, give people a bit of an idea what they can look forward to on your, you know, on your music store. Do check out Danny's music store on Danny's official website, where you can get her official stuff on there. This is everything signed. You can get on there lots of signed stuff.
We got signed. So lots of we got this Joshua Tree photo signed poster with cowgirl hat on. We got this beautiful white dress poster signed. I got all variations of my different records there. And then we also have koala bundles. It comes with different products and posters and bundles of CDs and autographed things. And most of them are one-off things that imported from Australia, some of the products. And a lot of them I'll put in a little thank you card and sign a message individually wrapped and made especially for each of my koala fans. And sometimes I get requests for, can you write this to my daughter or can you sign this for my friend? So yeah, write on in and say hello. And I love hearing from everybody.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that would be, I'm sure, an honor for all your fans there to get a special autograph of that. And like you said, it's behind yourself as well. You can see it there as well. So yeah, definitely.
I think we've sold definitely. Out. Of these
so is it like? Are you sold out of them?
I think we've sold out of the Danny speaking, but we have the other posters still. Yeah. But, you know, you never know. If someone orders one, I'm sure we can make them up.
Yeah, I'm definitely sure you can. Yeah, so absolutely. So obviously, now obviously we're heading towards the end of the year. So is there like any plans to do any special concerts for the end of the year at the moment?
Well, yeah, I can't believe we're already in November almost. This is the 31st of October today. So, yeah, we're getting towards the end of the year. Christmas time is my favorite part of the year. I love summertime, but I love Christmas, particularly in the States because I'm not used to a white Christmas and it's so romantic and gorgeous outside and there's so many festivals on. But usually as a musician, things slow down a little bit at Christmas time. It's just you're able to spend more time with friends and everybody. And maybe I'll visit Nashville again. But I have a lot of shows in Palm Springs area over November. So I'm looking forward to being out in the California desert and performing live to people. I've got a show tonight as well in the desert. Wow. And, but 2024 is going to be the year. It's going to be a great year. And I'm so excited for people to hear Danny's Diamonds, my rock record, that has elements of lots of genres in there. But there's a lot of – I called it Danny's Diamonds because I feel like every song is a diamond to me. I put my blood, sweat, and tears into this record. And I'm so proud of it. It's an uplifting, feel-good record that – gets you on your feet, gets you rocking, gets you dancing, and it's got heaps of guitar riffs and heaps of fun in it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, it's very, very exciting stuff happening there. So obviously, you just released a single now in September. So is it a bit too? Do you think it's a bit too early now to even think about a second single at the moment, or
do you have some plans? The second one, I'm not sure when that's due. I have to check with my management when that's due to be released, but I don't know if my second single will be with the country music artist that I just finished writing and working with, or if it will be another one off my album. So I don't know, but keep a watch. Either way, they're both great songs. Yeah,
definitely. And obviously, if we can, we will try to, obviously give some news about when your single comes out with yourself. And mention it on the channel. We'll try to mention it.
Oh, that would be beautiful if you guys could definitely do that, and maybe
definitely.
We should do a Christmas bundle, a Christmas koala bundle, since we're coming towards that end of the year. And you know what? I'm thinking of bringing back a Danny speaking episode this December, especially for my fans out there, because people really used to enjoy that 40-minute show of songs, music, laughing, touch of comedy, what we used to call it, right? I don't know. Have you ever tuned into a Danny speaking episode?
Unfortunately, no. I'm afraid not. Oh, no, not at the moment.
That's very unfortunate. You know why? Because when people ask me what is the show like, I say, well, it's a combination of Shakespeare meets Seinfeld. And I lost you there, but it's a silly show, but there's great music in there, and I have like signed cards. It's a TV show, you know. We make it into segments. It's a whole lot of fun. And I take like Q&As from everybody. It's a lot of fun. So we should do an episode in December.
It sounds fun. It definitely does sound fun. Absolutely, definitely. Why not? Why not? Why not? If it's a fun thing to do, then. So I'm presuming in 2024 we'll see your first album EP in 2024.
Well, I think we're releasing it as singles, the whole album. So one every 2 months or so. But I'm also on the rock review that I just filmed on Fox 17 in Nashville. So that should be out at the end of the year as well. So we got a lot of exciting things coming up. But 2024 is probably going to be the best year I've ever had in my career because of all the this year has brought so many blessings into my life.
Yeah. I mean, when you release your single, and obviously, like you said, it takes a lot of effort to obviously get to the point where you really to get a single out, lots of sacrifices and lots of stuff has to be done for a music artist. So when the single was coming out, were there any butterflies like, oh my god, is it going to do well?
Yeah, you never know. It's kind of scary, but also exciting.
Yeah.
And
exciting in the same time. Yeah.
And when you, every part of that track, Jeffrey Panzer and I, music executive and my manager, we listened to it back and were like, wow, this is a great song, don't you think? But we wrote it, you know? So it's always interesting when we play it for other people. I showed a couple of my friends before we put it out. I was like, which song do you reckon is the one? And a few of them said what their thoughts were, like, oh, I'd pick this one or I'd pick that one. But I kind of felt like that was the most accessible song. It's the most catchy, like, radio song. And we made the right decision because we've had over 35 radio shows play it. And as an independent artist, like, it's like, wow, I couldn't have even expected that great a reaction. And the more that this the stuff we just did in Nashville happens, I think that that song's going to continue to live on, because it's a song that can connect to anybody from anywhere in the world.
Yeah, and like you said, yeah, absolutely. It's done amazing well. I mean, your first single, number nine, number one for 9 weeks, and yes. That's absolutely amazing. And obviously, I know music artists, the first single is always the special one, because that's their debut. Yeah. So I'm sure that's definitely going to stay a special one for yourself. On there. But so how do you come up with, this is going to be my single then? Is that something you have some ideas in your head at the time? You have some ideas coming up and this is what I'll write about?
It was cool visually, because I did a photo shoot and then a video shoot. And you know what's cool, a couple of years ago when you shot videos, and Jeff Panzer, who I work with, shot videos for Lil Wayne and Boyz II Men and NDRE and a lot of big, big artists. And back in the day when you're on a major label, they have hundreds of thousands dollar to millions of dollars budget, depending on the artist. And to have Jeffrey in my team giving me advice, he's like, but these days we have the iPhone and we have all this new technology that sometimes, even if you don't have all the money in the world, with creativity and a bit of grit and a bit of hard work, you can make it happen with the iPhone and with just cool ideas. So I guess this project has been very DIY, and I think there's that is a kind of cool place to be in as an indie artist, because we can make whatever art we want to make, and it doesn't matter about the money, and it doesn't matter about if you don't have 100 people in your team. Even two people can make a difference. If you have fun doing what you're doing and you're putting out music that you love, people are going to love it too. So I've kind of really enjoyed not having the pressure of you got to put out this sound or you got to look like this. We just make whatever we want to make. And I think that's what's cool about being an indie artist, because you can literally take something that you like and take it to your listeners and be like, hey, do you like it too? If not, oh, well, but at least we like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good place to be, because we have, it's definitely, the TV screen out front of the TV. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because obviously, and I've mentioned this to some music artists, and they've mentioned this to me, that obviously music is it's a 24/7 thing. It's you have to be always on it, on singing when you're, because if you're not singing, then you're touring. If you're not touring, yeah.
That is so true. We eat, don't you? As a musician, even as an artist, whether you're a dancer, whether you're a painter, music, you live and breathe it. So when you wake up, you're always thinking about new things you can do with it. The place I live at, everything becomes part of my music. So it's just, you live and breathe it if you really love doing what you're doing. And I think that's the beauty of art.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, definitely. If you enjoy something, like obviously you've gone into something which you've enjoyed, you wanted to be, you wanted to become, and you've already become it, and you've already had so much success, definitely. Then it's not just a job. It's a passion, isn't it? Really, it's a passion. It's a,
my hobby became my job. And yeah. They say you never work a day in your life if you do what you love. But there's people that have lawyer and doctor jobs, and that's awesome too, because then they can also enjoy music that creatives like me, we live and breathe it. But there's also people that can enjoy doing what we do that have normal jobs. So it all works together. We need a bit of everything in society, everything in culture, because otherwise we're all the same. So we all got to be different, you know.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's true. You know, yeah. Obviously, you do need the lawyers, the doctors as well. Definitely, absolutely.
Yeah.
You do need all of them.
All different jobs. They are, yeah.
Definitely, yeah, absolutely.
Something that you love and something that you're suited to. You know, if I had made that one wrong decision about choosing dancing, maybe even though. Who knows where my life would have been.
So what does Australia think of country music? What do the people think in back home in Australia of country music?
You know, I think over the years, country music has grown in Australia. Our population is a lot smaller than the USA, but in Tamworth, that's like on the east coast of our country, of Australia. And Tamworth is a country music capital. And it's kind of like our mini Nashville. Right. But yeah, Tamworth's a great city. I've been there a couple of times to play at some of the country music festivals. And I have really good memories out there and played on the big stages at the Trek. So, yeah, I think Australia definitely embraces country music. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a cousin who's migrated to Australia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I hope to one day play down there again, and hopefully they know my songs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's the goal.
That's what I mean. Yeah, because it's becoming a popular place where a lot of people, not just Caucasian Asians. They're moving to Australia for jobs and other opportunities. Oh. So it's becoming a popular place, Australia, and obviously, yeah, definitely, and it's definitely in my list. If I get the opportunity, definitely Australia will be a place to go.
It's a beautiful country. I recommend it, and we actually have a lot of people from British people and from the UK that moved to Australia. Have a lot of UK pubs down there, so it's become a little bit of a mini UK in certain areas. So yeah, it's a great country.
Yeah, definitely, and obviously, obviously if you are heading towards it, do and you're planning, then definitely do visit Australia. It is a good place. Yeah, absolutely, and do check out Danny's website. Very in-depth website, like I said, on the Woman Agenda, we do the interviews, but we also do try to, when the artist releases music, we do try to bring that information on the channel as well. We do mention the latest music as well. We do mention that. We do try to make an effort to mention that. Everyone will notice that we did mention that Alex Hughes, she released a music. We mentioned that. We do mention lots of artists who are releasing music, some who we've interviewed, some which we haven't interviewed yet. But you know, definitely, because it is every little bit, if more people know about their music, is you know, like they say, every little does help. Definitely. Very, very exciting stuff. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure your fans are looking forward to this, to your upcoming music, which is coming out. Like I said, we are on a Woman Agenda, going to try to mention it on the channel and also on the website, the womanagendapodcast.com website as well, on there. And obviously, guys, if you do like the video, I'm sure you guys do, because Dani is. Like I said, she's gonna definitely get to the top, and obviously she's already made a big leap already towards that area anyway. Mm-hmm. So yeah, absolutely, and are we going to see you in the UK in 2024?
You know, that I hope to one day, I don't know if it'll be 2024, but you never know. Depending how my music does out there, I certainly want to get back to Europe and see, you know, Italy, London, and all over. So yeah, definitely want to get back as soon as I can.
Absolutely, yeah. Do check it out, and I'm sure if Danny is coming in 24 to the UK or anywhere where you guys are, then you will see it on her website.
Yeah,
It will
is
be
it on my
on there.
website?
It will definitely be on there. Yeah, absolutely, Danny. Thank you. First of all, thank you for coming on. Is it
Thank you for having me.
early? Is it early down there at the moment?
It's actually only around 2 o'clock in the afternoon in California.
Wow. And obviously I know you're already busy with lots of stuff today. Like you said, you're performing.
Yeah, I got a show tonight. Exactly.
You've got
So
a
I'm going
sort.
to get into a Woodstock type outfit for my show tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
going to be a lot of fun.
I'm sure you it's I'm sure you're going to do really well. And it's going to be a lots of fun for everyone to go there. So do check
Oh,
it
yeah.
do check it out if you If you're heading there, do check it out. And like I said, and obviously her Danny's social media links will be we'll try to put it on on the description as well. But obviously it is on the website as well, which you can see on here, and we'll put it in the description. So thank you very much. Like I said, Danny, thank you very much for coming on, and wishing you lots of success for your upcoming singles. And whenever the EP comes out, I'm sure it's going to be a massive winner, definitely.
I just want to thank you for having me on your show and being so beautiful in your research on everything. And I really appreciate the interview and all you're doing to support other independent artists and women in music.
Yeah, and just to mention, guys, if you obviously just to let everyone know that we were planning to bring on a country singer, Lee Newton. So we will be you will be able to see her on she will be on we'll try we are trying to bring her on Thursday, so hopefully you will see it live on Thursday, 5 p.m. UK time. And then obviously on the weekend we have Rebecca that will be premiering on the weekend as well. So do check it out. Lots of stuff happening on the Woman Agenda podcast, and lots of stuff Danny is doing this week. Lots of exciting stuff. So have a fabulous week, Danny. And obviously, and I'm sure we will communicate very soon.
Thank you. I want to congratulate Lee Newton for performing amazingly at the Grand Ole Opry at the Josie Awards and her award she won. I was actually there that night and she did a terrific
Wow.
job. So congratulations to Lee Newton.
Oh, well, many congrats to her. I'll mention that congrats
Sure.
myself to her on Thursday when I chat to her. But yeah, absolutely, yeah, definitely. That is that's lots of great stuff.
It's all
And
well.
obviously, yeah, it is. It is like a lot of artists say. And that's something which makes myself and a lot of other people happy, that that each other singer is happy when another singer gets nominated or wins an award. And
Exactly. It's amazing.
absolutely, it's amazing to see that. It's absolutely fabulous. Definitely on there. So thank you very much, Danny,
Thank
for
you.
coming on. Thank you very much there, and hope you have a fantastic week there.
You too, and bye everybody. Thanks, Raj.